Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
+500 dual credit completers honored at celebration. Each year, the number of students honored at the dual credit celebration ceremony hosted by Odessa College has increased, and this year was the highest yet. Dual credit students from schools in the OC service area gathered to celebrate their accomplishments. This year marked the third year of the ceremony. The first year's event recognized 320 students who had completed Level 1 certificates, core completion, and associate degrees. Last year, 450 students were celebrated, and this year, over 500 dual credit students were honored. High school dual credit staff members and Odessa College administrators attended the event to support and congratulate the soon-to-be graduates. As a highlight of the celebration, the students also received their caps, gowns, and cords for their upcoming graduation ceremonies. Schools present at the dual credit celebration ceremony were Andrews, Balmoray, Compass, Holy Cross, Ira Ann Sheffield, Kermit, McCamey, New Tech Odessa, Odessa High School, Permian High School, Odessa Collegiate Academy, OC Techs, Pecos, Rankin, Seminole, STEM Academy, Van Horn, Wink, Montessori Mastery, and Embassy. Presidio High School was unable to attend. Sensory-friendly Kid Zone introduced at this year's Mex Techs Family Fiesta. Mex Techs Family Fiesta is excited to introduce a special addition to this year's event scheduled Saturday, June 8th, the Kids Zone Sensory Hours. This new feature aims to provide a sensory-friendly play area for children with additional support needs, ensuring that every child can fully enjoy the festivities, a news release said. The Kids Zone, located inside the Midland County Horseshoe, will offer sensory-friendly hours from noon until 3 p.m. during the 37th Mex Techs Family Fiesta. The Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce created this sensory-friendly environment with the invaluable guidance of Share. In this designated play area, children can enjoy activities like face painting and sensory bags in a soothing atmosphere. Designed for those sensitive to loud noises, the space will be quiet and feature bean bags for children to relax and unwind. The Kids Zone is proudly sponsored by Pristine Organic Cleaners and Midland College, demonstrating their commitment to creating an inclusive and welcoming environment for all families. The Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce will be hosting its 37th Mex Techs Family Fiesta on Saturday, June 8th, at the new location, the Midland County Horseshoe, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. The annual event is the Chamber's largest fundraiser of the year. Mex Techs Family Fiesta promises a day filled with entertainment and cultural celebration for the whole family. Festivities will commence at noon and continue until midnight, featuring live performances by renowned artists such as AJ Castillo, Ruben Ramos, and the Art Tigerina Band, and Grupo Presión. In addition to the musical lineup, attendees can look forward to a menudo and fajita cook-off, a cornhole tournament, the inaugural Niña Hispana of the Permian Basin pageant, and dozens of food trucks and vendors. The Mex Techs Family Fiesta is made possible by the generous support of title sponsors Express Nursing and Trinity Personal Assistant Services. Admission to the daytime festivities is free for all, with advanced tickets available for the evening concert at a discounted rate of $20. Tickets will be available for purchase on the day of the event for $25. For more information, visit www.mextechsfamilyfiesta.org. www.midlandmextex.com. Tip leads to the seizure of 1,100 fentanyl pills. A tip from a confidential informant led to the seizure of 1,100 fentanyl pills Saturday and the arrest of three people on felony drug charges. According to an Ector County Sheriff's Office report, a deputy received information that Tanya Jones, 35 of Abilene, and two unknown people were traveling to Fort Worth to purchase fentanyl pills. The deputy learned when Jones and Odessans Shiloh Dennis, 44, and Dario Dennis, 42, were returning to Odessa, and he pulled them over on Interstate 20 at mile marker 112 after observing them traveling 75 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, the report stated. A search of the vehicle revealed the pills. All three were booked into the Ector County Jail on possession of a controlled substance and are being held on $25,000 surety bonds. Odessa thrown from Harley killed. A 48-year-old Odessa motorcyclist was killed in a one-vehicle crash early Saturday morning in Crane County. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, Daniel Magdaleno Morales was traveling east on Interstate Highway 20 when he lost control for unknown reasons of his Harley-Davidson and was thrown off of it. Morales was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, which happened around 1 a.m. The crash remains under investigation. Two facing charges in Memorial Day shooting. Two suspects have been identified in connection with a Memorial Day incident that left one man in critical condition. According to the Odessa Police Department, Victor Gomez, 36, exited his vehicle in the 3000 block of Andrews Highway, approached Gilbert Corrales, 41, in the middle of the road, and hit him with a bat as he sat on his motorcycle. Detectives believe Corrales followed Gomez to a pickup truck and fired a single shot into the truck, striking Gomez in the torso. According to OPD, the men belong to rival biker gangs. Members of the gangs have been interviewed about the incident, but they provided no information or false information. Corrales has been booked into the Ector County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, possession of body armor by a felon, and marijuana charges. Gomez, who is in intensive care at Medical Center Hospital, will also be arrested on the assault charge once released. Obituaries. Walter Eugene Miller. Walter Eugene Miller, age 93, formerly of Odessa, passed away on May 21, 1924. He was born April 20, 1931, in Red Springs, Texas, to Walter and Gusty Montgomery Miller. A graveside service will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, May 31st, at Texas State Veterans Cemetery in Abilene, Texas. Services of comfort have been entrusted to Elliot Hamill Funeral Home of Abilene. Anthony Lee Tony Pummel. Tony Pummel, August 28, 1953 to April 27, 1924, age 70, of Odessa, passed away on Saturday, April 27th. The family will have a private family memorial at a later date. Robert Franklin Wabi Brown. Robert Franklin Wabi Brown, 53, of Odessa, died Sunday, May 9th, 19th, in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 5 p.m. June 1st at the Copper Rose. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Rush Maurice Mortimer. Rush Maurice Mortimer, age 92, of Odessa, passed away on Tuesday, May 21st. Rush Maurice Mortimer was born in Adrian, Texas. A visitation for Rush will be held Friday, May 31st from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Frank W. Wilson Funeral Directors, 4635 Oakwood Drive, Odessa. A celebration of life will occur Saturday, June 1st at 10 o'clock a.m. at Northside Baptist Church, 100 West 50th Street, Odessa, Texas. Tina L. Bazell. Tina L. Bazell, 64, of Odessa, died Tuesday, May 28th in Odessa. Graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. May 30th at Sunset Memorial Gardens, Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Sharon Diane Atkinson Johnson. Sharon Diane Johnson Atkinson, 66, of Arlington, died Sunday, May 19th in Arlington. Funeral service will be held Saturday, June 1st at 1 p.m. at Branford Dawson Funeral Home. Arrangements are by Davia Cemetery, Davia, Texas. ECISD graduates large number of students. The end of the school year has come and graduation season is now over. Ector County ISD Superintendent Scott Murray shared some statistics during his media call on Wednesday. There were 6 graduations this year with 6 different high schools, Odessa and Permian High School being the largest and 4 smaller ones. Almost 1,900 students graduated from these 6 high schools this year, one of the largest numbers we've seen, Murray said. He added that 725 of those seniors earned an industry-based certification. As part of the district's career and technical education program, and in partnership with Odessa College, many of our students complete successfully a career and technical education pathway during their high school career. If they successfully complete that pathway, they earned a certificate, so we set a record this year with 725 students, which is over 100 more than we had last year, Murray said. In addition, the district had 199 students earn an associate degree before they earned their high school diploma. About 2 weeks ago, Dr. Greg Williams, president at Odessa College, was able to shake the hands of these students and put an associate degree in their hands. Then last week, we were able to award a high school diploma, so congratulations to the 199 seniors that not only earned a high school diploma, but also that associate degree from Odessa College, Murray said. Graduates will be heading all over Texas, the nation, and world for their post-secondary journey. Many students will head into the various branches of the military and to colleges and universities such as Stanford and Dartmouth. There is one student heading to University College Dublin in Dublin, Ireland. We're very proud of the choices and opportunities that an education in ECISD provides for students, and also the choices that they make to continue their post-secondary education, Murray said. Although the school year has ended, it does not mean learning has stopped. The ECISD Curriculum and Instruction Department is putting out the Ignite Your Light with the Power of Literacy conference at Odessa College through May 30th. The conference began May 29th. About 250 teachers will attend both days. We brought in speakers from across the state of Texas as well as throughout the nation to provide high-quality professional learning opportunities for ECISD teachers. This is an opportunity in which our teachers certainly don't have to be at work, but they choose to invest in their own learning as they can continue to provide outstanding experiences for our students. So thank you to the over 500 teachers that we'll see over the next couple of days as a part of our summer literacy conference, Murray said. Students also will be heading back to school for summer learning, which begins June 3rd. Starting next week, summer learning will begin. We'll see almost 6,000 students in ECISD from pre-K all the way through 12th grade. If we have students and families that are interested in learning more about summer learning, we encourage you to contact your local school principal or a member of that school team who will be able to provide information for you for summer learning and then give you a chance to register, Miri said. City hires landscape firm, buys cop cars. During a quick 40-minute meeting Tuesday night, the Odessa City Council hired a design firm to help update the city's landscape ordinance and signed off on purchasing some new police vehicles. Jeff Fisher, strategic policy manager, told the council the city's landscape ordinance is outdated and other cities have more thorough standards. Being in West Texas, the sensitivity to irrigation standards, to what types of trees and shrubs can go, including a plant list that businesses can pick from when they're putting in their Walmarts or their Chick-fil-A's or any other development would be helpful, Fisher said. But it's not just about beautification. It's also about making sure that there's an efficient process to review. 19 firms were sent requests for quotes and 2 firms responded, Fisher said. The bid committee is recommending Dunaway and Associates because they have a lot of qualified staff, Fisher said. While the current ordinance is primarily text, Dunaway would like to include graphics. Dunaway plans to have share stakeholder meetings and will absolutely include the city council throughout the process, Fisher said. The council unanimously agreed to hire Dunaway, which anticipates the project will cost at most $58,000. On Tuesday night, the council also voted 6-1 to purchase 24 white and 1 black Ford F-150 police responder 4x4 trucks from Phil Long Ford in Denver, Colorado for $1.3 million. The purchase of the trucks is the latest round of purchases for the police department and, according to city staff, will finalize approximately 95% of the PD vehicles having been replaced. When council member Gilbert Vasquez expressed a desire to buy locally when possible, city manager John Beckmeyer said staff spoke with the local Ford dealership, but their pickups were all black and weren't as readily available. The Denver dealership was offering a good price, he said. I'm just going to be pretty candid here. It's generated more heat than light as we've tried to buy every set of vehicles. We're going to go out from now on with a request for proposal process, and whoever meets the qualifications and has the best price with the delivery gets it. If they're in Kalamazoo or they're here locally, Beckmeyer said, we're going to make it fair and go out like that and not have to go through this every time we buy cars. The council also heard work is still being done on a memorandum of understanding for the development and financing of the city's new 140,000 square foot multi-purpose sports complex and surrounding fields with the nonprofit, the Centurion Foundation. The cost of the park, which will be located near Fadre and Yukon on 100 acres, donated by the Bell family, is expected to be about $80 million. The park will be developed by Sports Med Properties and operated by Rad Sports. Its construction is expected to take 18 months. During the city's equally short work session, Beckmeyer told the council staff will be sending out requests for quotes for the aging Bob Darrington wastewater treatment plant. Johnson Controls and Performance Services have visited the plant and have ideas on how to improve matters, but Beckmeyer said they'll probably be adding one or two other names. The council also heard from Odessa Fire Rescue Chief Jason Cotton, who is asking the city for roughly $201,000 to purchase exterior cameras for fire stations 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and Central. Cameras have already been installed in fire stations 6 and 9. The council also briefly discuss the possibility of seeking changes to the city charter regarding term limits. Lizard stirs up harsh criticism of Biden FWS. Pfluger, Christian, PBPA, Typro say endangerment action phony. Congressman August Pfluger has been joined by Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian and the Permian Basin Petroleum and Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association in his fight to stop the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife Service from designating the dunes sagebrush lizard as endangered and impeding oil and natural gas production in the Permian Basin. Listing the dunes sagebrush lizard as an endangered species is another effort by the Biden administration to shut down drilling in the Permian Basin, Pfluger said Tuesday from Washington. I will introduce a congressional act this week to nullify President Biden's attempt to use a lizard as a weapon against the oil and gas industry. I will not allow the president to take control of private property and kill energy jobs in the Permian Basin. Pfluger is a San Antonio Republican who represents the basin in the 11th Congressional District. Christian said from Austin that the designation doesn't have a thing to do with saving lizards. It's about shutting down U.S. oil and gas production to win political brownie points, which will only increase inflation and jeopardize billions of lives globally, said Christian, whose agency regulates the energy industry in Texas. It doesn't matter if it's a lizard, a chicken, a whale, or a unicorn. Radical environmentalists won't be satisfied until we get our energy from firewood and are living in caves again. To them, this is about ending fossil fuels as better humanity, which is ironic given that fossil fuels allow mankind to flourish by powering 80% of the globe's energy, manufacturing 96% of consumer products, and helping to feed more than half the planet, he said. Right now, the world needs more energy and more Texas oil and gas, and all this does is drive up prices and make it harder on consumers. The commissioner said the state of Texas will certainly fight this most recent Endangered Species Act weaponization, which aims to shut down half of the nation's crude oil production and one-third of its natural gas production. Texans can rest assured that the RRC and other state agencies won't lift a finger to help with this nonsense because the Texas Energy Independence Act prohibits state agencies from facilitating any effort that would undermine Texas oil and gas production, Christian said. PBPA President Ben Shepherd said his organization backs Pfluger's effort to pass Congressional Review Act legislation regarding the lizard. According to research conducted by the Institute for Energy Research, there have already been over 200 actions taken by the current administration opposed to the oil and gas industry, Shepherd said. You can add this one to the list. The PBPA continues to support the work that PBPA members have done and will continue to do, be good shepherds of our natural resources through volunteer conservation efforts, he said. Regardless of the attacks from this administration, our members will continue to work hard to produce the energy that lifts people out of poverty and improves the quality of lives for hundreds of millions of people around the world. TPRO President Ed Longenecker said from Austin that the Endangered Species Act has been manipulated and used as a political tool by environmental activist organizations for many years to disrupt oil and natural gas operations. And the federal government is a willing participant despite the proactive, collaborative, and successful efforts by our industry to protect the habitat of this species. These tactics could delay or prevent permits that are needed for exploration and production activities, all by design, and have a reverberating impact on the U.S. economy, Longenecker said. We can expect litigation to ensue, and we applaud the Texas elected officials who are pushing back against federal overreach and standing up for private property rights and our nation's energy security. West Texas Food Bank combats summer hunger with expanded food service sites. The West Texas Food Bank is pleased to announce its summer food service program, SFSP, to address summer hunger in the community. With schools out for the summer, many children who rely on school meals face a heightened risk of food insecurity. To combat this, the West Texas Food Bank has established multiple SFSP sites to provide nutritious meals and snacks to children during the summer months. SFSP sites and details. La Mesa Boys and Girls Club, 400 North 7th Street. When July 3rd through July 26th, Monday through Friday, closed July 4th and 5th. Meals, lunch, noon to 1 p.m. and snack 4 to 5 p.m. Site Supervisor, Ali Guell, Unit Director at La Mesa, bgc.org, 432-872-3164. Midland, where Boys and Girls Club, Half Park Club, 1110 East New Jersey Avenue. When July 3rd through July 31st, Monday through Friday, closed July 17th and July 4th and 5th. Meals, lunch 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., snack 3 to 4 p.m. Site Supervisor, Rachel Ledesma, HALFF at BasinKids.org, 432-683-5297. And Boys and Girls Club, Taylor Park Club, 1321 South Good Street, when June 3rd through July 31st, Monday through Friday, close June 17th and July 4th and 5th, meals, lunch, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., snack, 3 to 4 p.m. Site Supervisor, Michael Yasso, Taylor at BasinKids.org, 432-683-0050. Where? Midland Downtown Library, 301 West Missouri Avenue, when July 3rd through August 2nd, Monday through Friday, close July 4th, meals, lunch, noon to 1 p.m., Site Supervisor, Julie Pearson, jpearson at mcounty.com, 432-742-7439. Where, Casa de Amigos, 1101 Garden Lane, when July 6th through July 25th, Monday through Thursday, closed July 4th. Meals, lunch 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Snack 2:45 to 3:15 p.m. Site Supervisor, Ricky Fleckenstein. R. Fleckenstein at CasaDeAmigosMidland.org, 432-682-9701. Odessa, where Black Cultural Council of Odessa Office, 1020 East Murphy Street. When July 3rd through July 25th, Tuesday through Thursday, closed June 18th through the 23rd and July 4th. Meals, lunch, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Site Supervisor, Tommy Haynes. Tommy Haynes, 90 at yahoo.com, 432-853-1344. Where Boys and Girls Club, Headley, 1476 North Knox, when July 3rd through July 31st, Monday through Friday, closed June 17th and July 4th and 5th. Meals, lunch 11 a.m. to noon, snack 2 to 3 p.m. Site Supervisor, Adriana Hinojosa, Headley at BasinKids.org, 432-558-6349. Where, 87th Apartments, 8640 Hunter Miller Way. Win June 10th through August 1st. Monday through Thursday, close June 19th and July 4th. Meals, lunch, 9 a.m. to noon. Site supervisor, Victoria Ringenar. Victoria.Ringenar@assetliving.com, 432-272-6495. Where? First Presbyterian Church, Odessa, 1401 North Sam Houston. When? June 4th through July 25th. Tuesday through Thursday, closed July 4th. Meals, lunch, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Site supervisor, Cambry Allison, fpcodessa@gmail.com, 432-337-3526. Where? Third Edition Apartments, 1201 North Whitaker Avenue. When? June 3rd through August 6th. Monday through Friday, closed June 19th and July 4th. Meals, lunch, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Site supervisor, Sandra Whiteside. Sandra@odessahatx.com, 432-331-1516. Where? Boys and Girls Club, Wilkerson, 800 East 13th Street. When? June 3rd through July 31st. Monday through Friday, closed June 17th and July 4th and 5th. Meals, lunch, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Snack, 3 to 4 p.m. Site supervisor, Bailey Gonzalez. Bailey@basinkids.org, 432-337-8380. Where? Woodson Boys and Girls Club, 1037 East Murphy Street. When? June 3rd through July 31st, Monday through Friday, closed June 17th and July 4th and 5th. Meals, lunch, noon to 1 p.m., snack 3 to 4 p.m. Site supervisor, Billy Beatty. Woodson@basinkids.org, 432-332-7891. Where? Vera in Odessa, 8401 Texas 191. When? July 3rd through August 1st, Monday through Thursday, closed July 4th. Meals, snack, 1 to 2 p.m. Site supervisor, Lisa Robles, Lisa Robles@assetliving.com, 432-201-5770.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.